or what do you see from Bo Nix, rookie quarterback, but, you know, when you watch him on film?
Yeah, it's still early in the week. I played him a couple times in college, but he's done a lot of good things in his first year. So, yeah.
What do you remember about those matchups in college?
Tried to forget him.
Yeah. You guys didn't have success?
I had a loss my last time we played. But
he's a little underrated for what he can do with his legs. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, he's definitely fast, definitely a dual threat type of guy. So, yeah, that's definitely
a... When you face a rookie quarterback, a lot of times defenders will say, if they don't like what they see, that's how they bail themselves out. How much do you have to be aware of that? Hey, yeah, we want to confuse him, but we also know that if we do, he might take that advantage to take off.
Yeah, a lot of that's just rush and coverage working together. So whether that's you always want to confuse a quarterback. It's more, you know, that we're going to try to confuse him, so we have to be prepared to keep him in the pocket, but it's not necessarily try to avoid him scrambling. You know, it's more just limiting it.
As a guy on punt and kick coverage, how challenging is Marvin Mims?
Yeah, he I don't know the exact stats, but obviously he has a lot of explosive ability, so it's going to be important to, you know, everyone have your lane integrity and everything, and everybody doing their part.
And then from the receiving core, they kind of have a little bit of everything. It seems like Mims over the top, Sutton second level. What's the challenge of facing a group that kind of has a little bit of everything?
Yeah. Like I said, still early in the week, but they obviously have a lot of threats. You know, I played with one of the guys, Vele at Utah. Yeah. So he's, you know, kind of similar to some of the other guys. So, yeah, like you said, I mean, they got guys that go deep, guys that jet, guys that are intermediate. So, yeah, a lot of